Sorry, I didn't hear you come in. No, not interrupting, but yes, I am in the middle of something, but you're allowed in the lab, it's fine. Busy as always, though. What can I say? This is remarkable. How many years I've spent, you know, of my own time on this side, trying to find things that could help not just myself, but all of the Undercity. I cannot say for sure, but who knows, my ill health, how much of it was caused by the pollution down there. There's no proper hospitals or anything down there. People try their best, but we do not have institutions like the Academy down there. And before myself, I don't know if anyone from the Undercity was ever allowed in. And I had to fight my way in. Really, it was only because Professor Heimerdinger took pity on me, I feel. Oh, he means well. I am grateful. I wonder how many people would have had the grades, the ability, the intelligence to be a student here. Not were ever even allowed to apply, let alone have their application accepted purely because of where they are from. Forgive me, you didn't come in here for another one of my rambles about the injustices of the world. Can I help you? Are you here on for talking about new research? Or as my actual job as assistant to Professor Heimerdinger? Neither. I am suspicious of you. When you say it like that. And the fact that you are hiding something behind your back. You think I would not notice? Show me what you came in here for. But if you want me to check over any work before you submit it, that's food. The last time I ate was none of your business. Not that bad. Just all of this new things to research, trying to figure this out. I suppose perhaps I have started to pay a little less attention to the sound of my stomach. You didn't need to bring me anything. You could have just come in and reminded me. Well, thank you. No smart quip back. This is nice of you. Not a bribe, though, is it? Because I am not going to tell the professor to give you better grades or mark the papers myself. Just because. If you say so. What? I'm fine. Did I seize up? No, you didn't. You patting my shoulder, telling me to eat up. You didn't touch somewhere that hurts. I'm not that fragile. I'm fine. I love you, and I am a pretty good liar. What are you doing? No, I can feel that your hands are on my shoulders. Why, then, are they on my shoulders? Tense, I wonder why. I think it is customary to warn people before you give them impromptu massages. Well, it doesn't feel like anything. You're not hurting me. No, don't. You don't have to leave. You didn't knowingly make me uncomfortable. You didn't. Embarrassing. You tell no one. Not used to being touched is all. No, even just the pat on the shoulder. It's a shame. Why? What do you think? I grew up alone. And what other children running around the street fighting to stay alive are going to take on me into their little gang, a group of friends, when I would only slow them down, literally. No parents raising me, and then appear. Oh, I proved myself. I would like to think some of the people here have some respect for me. Some of the students, I think, seem, frankly, intimidated by me. Don't grade that harshly. Still, being up here, when was I going to get touched? The people that I spend time with were other students and teachers, an occasional doctor. Well, I suppose, in a medical sense, my leg and spine and lungs have been looked at, fitted for braces and the like, but it's very clinical, and I suppose outside of my spine and my ribs and my leg, I haven't really been touched anywhere else. since I don't know. What about when I was a student? It may surprise you, but the others were not thrilled at the idea that somebody from the Undercity, and somebody disabled no less, had come into their precious academy and, in their words, stolen a place that could have gone to one of their own, to someone who they considered more deserving. So no. If you are trying to not so subtly ask if I had any friends, you would have met them by now, you know, if that had been the case. Though I wouldn't say that I no longer have friends. That is, if you were to be all right with being considered a friend. I don't want to presume, but you did just go out of your way to bring me food. I suspect you at least have to like me a little bit. Would I be all right with platonic touching? I suppose I don't know. But I am a scientist, if above all else, and I suppose you don't really know what the result of something will be unless you test it. What would you have in mind? My hands. What do you mean you like my hands? I suppose I am neutral on them. Can move, sure. Up my wrists. Yes, I have them all there. They're everywhere. Well, wouldn't you like to know? Well, you've pulled my arms out to my sides. What was the plan with? Hug. I see. The eyes one so warm. I suppose that is true. Huddling together for months is a thing human bodies aren't naturally. They exude heat. I suppose I never really noticed myself. I can hold you back in return. Right, of course. It's a little awkward being sat down, but you, I can stand up, it's fine. No, let me. And then, if you want to return, I suppose I never understood what the big fuss was. Physical affection or PDA. This is nice. I'm fine, fine. I'm sorry, I made it weird. Thank you for the food. You don't have to stay. Or touch my face. I suppose I just got a little overwhelmed. It doesn't always feel like that. It's more so, I think I'm realizing how much I've missed out on. I always thought I knew, you know, what other children got. Even other children in the Undercity got compared to me, never mind in Piltover. I thought I knew what I had missed out on and had come to terms with that. And now you give me this. Could we do that more often, do you think? You seem excited. I did not expect a response. Apologies. Last time I slept, I have you know, while I might have neglected eating, I do go to sleep every night. Just sometimes might be a little later than it used to be, but a nap. Now, you just brought food together. Where? The couch. Would we both even fit? Just grab my hand and drag me over. You. You're laying on it. So where do I go? On top. I would worry this is some awful trick. It then laugh at me as soon as I climbed on, but... You always wear your heart on your sleeve. Fine. Fine, I... slide over, I guess. All of my weight on you? Well, no, I suppose I don't weigh a lot, but... I'm trying to relax, this is... not where I thought my day would go. It might take a moment to... Your... hand... oh, it's... in my... hair. I didn't say that was a bad thing. You like it. I've been debating growing it out a little longer. What would you think about that? You think it's cute as it is, but wouldn't be adverse to anything as long as I don't cut it shorter. Well, I wouldn't want to cause any unnecessary distress in the workplace. So... no, I don't know if I'll sleep like this. On one hand, being in the Undercity, you had to learn to sleep through a lot of noises and vibrations and people's footsteps stomping overhead, the weather, or whatever. But I've never slept this close to another person before, so I don't know if I even can fall asleep like this. Suppose it's a good thing you didn't bring me food that was warm. I expect to be able to eat it after my nap, since you went to all the trouble of bringing it to me. If it makes you happy. I can't believe this is making you happy. Stupid grin on your face. I'm not used to people getting happy because of anything I've done. It's not bad, it's just new. Not unwanted. Yeah. Your hair's falling in your eyes. Better. Are you feeling alright? You seem... you sure you didn't need to shove me back down onto your chest? I just thought. Nothing. Maximum. And then I'm getting up and eating. No, I don't mind if you fall asleep, but... don't feel like you have to do anything on my account. Though if you do fall asleep, I am not waking you up when I get up. Well, because I know you're also working hard. And it's the least you deserve after going to all this trouble to indulge me in this. No. You don't see it as some sort of chore. Then what is it? Just trying to be nice to a friend. I'll accept that. No, shut up. I won't be able to sleep at all. No, yes, I did say I could sleep through anything, but I want you to stop talking now. Please.